Hi again, everybody. I'm Dan Hoard. He's Dave Lapham. It's time for Lap's Look, presented by Microsoft. As we break out the Telestrator and take a look at the Bengals' upcoming opponent, this week it's the 3-9 Chicago Bears, losers of five straight.
Loses of five straight, but they can run it, Dan. There's no question about it. Look at the beginning of this formation. Let's take it right back. Five guys on this side of the center, two over here, unbalanced to the max. They motion the tight end over to balance it up a little bit. You think, though, that the player's going to start off to the right side, the strength of the formation, and it will. And Howard stays and presses it, but nice job. Everybody washes. It's an outside zone. Everybody washes them away. Backside block extremely well here by the tight end. Gives a cutback lane for Howard. And then as you work down the football field, stock block by the wide receiver turns what would have been a 10-yard run into a 20-yard touchdown with that final block. So that turns good plays into great plays when the perimeter people block like that. Let's take another look at what goes on here. Sitton, four Pro Bowls. Long, three Pro Bowls. White here, excellent at center. Those guys in the interior really get it done. They push the pile. Linebacker fills in the backside, guesses wrong. Howard makes him pay. Pops it off the other way. Big gain. They're going to try to pound you inside more often than not. That's where the strength of their football team is. Now let's take a look at Cohen. This kid has rushed for a touchdown. He's caught a touchdown pass. He's got a punt return. Take it back to the beginning of the formation here again. Fullback, offset eye. Tight end is over here, extra lineman actually. Strength of the formation. You think they're going to run a power play here. Just going to pitch weak side. Defensive end doesn't read it properly. Closes way too fast, way far inside. Pitch it outside of him, off to the perimeter. Cohen's speed takes it to the house. That's his rushing touchdown this season. Outstanding play. Let's take a look at what his speed is like here. Again, five to this side of the center, two over here. Unbalanced. You think, man, you're going to run it over there where all the strength of the formation is, and that's where it starts. But boop, he decides, you know what? Doesn't look real good here. Not proper leverage. You have to really contain this guy because he can cut it anywhere. He's going to cut it all the way back. Slams on the brakes. Are you kidding me? He's going to outrun everybody. Nice block. Picks up the block, turns it inside. This Cohen is he's a joystick. I mean, the guy is 5'6", can change direction in a heartbeat. Let's take a look at the defensive side of the football. Hicks and Floyd, they're going to run a little delayed tackle end stunt. Tackle up the football field, consuming two offensive linemen. And then up the field to get the tackle to bite, come inside late. Delay TE, whoosh, clean to the quarterback. Floyd can run. Very long, very athletic. Look at that. The Russian judge gave him a 2.0 on that somersault. Okay, now you have what appears to be a potential ET stunt. Comes inside. Watch what Hicks does. He just mauls this guard, throws him aside, and is going to sack the quarterback. Boosh! With a big bear paw. He doesn't twist. He keeps it to the inside for a quarterback sack. Very well designed. This Chicago Bear defensive line, their offensive line, their running game, got to come to play against these guys. They're serious about it.
They've beaten the Steelers. They've beaten the Ravens. Yep. They beat a good Carolina team. So even though they are 3-9, they do have three good wins.
Beat the Steelers and the Ravens in overtime. And they beat one on the road and one at home.
All right. That's Lap's Look, presented by Microsoft. Thanks for checking out here on Bengals.com.